years ago, this girl got married. And there's that moment where you're walking down the aisle. You're literally in that moment. You are walking down the aisle and there is your groom and he's standing there and he's, you know, for a lot of women, they get dressed and all that kind of stuff separately in a different room. And the first time he sees you with your hair and makeup and your dress on as a bride is when you're walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. It's a very emotional moment. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people that, like, that's when, you know, when I walk down the aisle, that was the moment that my then husband or, you know, husband to be started crying. Like, that hit him when he was like, oh, my God, there she is. We're getting married. At the time, like, I thought he was crying because he was like, oh, my God, this is an emotional moment. I realized he was probably like, God, I'm making the biggest mistake of my life. But let's pretend that he was overcome by the moment. That's the big moment. OK, so, of course, this video like crazy. I want to show you this groom's reaction when he sees his bride for the very first time as a bride walking down the aisle towards him on their wedding day after she spent all that time and all that money in hair and makeup and the dress. And this is her big moment. So here we go. He's there in his suit, his boutonniere. He's smiling. He's looking at her. Here she comes, walking towards him. He reaches in his pocket, pulls out his phone, and starts checking his phone. He is checking his phone.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
I wonder, in the back of my head, I wonder if Carrie emailed me. I wonder if, maybe we should. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, wait, I got to check. Only if he's changing the status of his Facebook is right. The only reason why he can do that is if he's changing it right now to married.
Right. From married to from in a relationship to married. Yeah. Or, that's what
or she doesn't look great and he's changed it to it's complicated. One of the that's the only excuse.
And somebody did post on this TikTok. They said vows are probably on his phone. Chill. So people were thinking that maybe he had his vows on his phone. And he was just making sure that he had that ready to go because here was the big, you know, here was his big moment. He had to read his vows in front of all these people, which, you know, maybe he was nervous.
He's checking Tinder.
He's checking Tinder.
He's swiping left.
He's technically still single. He has a couple more minutes. Text that ex-girlfriend, see if she's ready to say, you know, stop right now. Stop. I told you I'm getting married today. Come on. You only have a few minutes.
You better be when the guy says, does anybody here have any reason why these two should not? You better be here.
You gotta be here for that.
Yeah.
To say are you on your way? So that goes viral. And it turns out that was a couple of years ago. That was 4 years ago. So we check in with the couple and he is willing to tell us why he pulled out his phone and what he was looking for.
Babe, TikTok wants to know why you were checking your phone while I was walking down the aisle. Babe.
Because crypto never sleeps.
Yeah. He's still on his phone, by the way.
Right. Because he says crypto never sleeps. So he's mining crypto, which is
cryptocurrency.
Bullshit.
Yeah. He was busy looking at Bitcoin to see.
He saw her dress and went, I swear Bitcoin better have gone up because I got to afford this dress and afford this wedding. We better have made money.
Better buy some of that Dogecoin as well. Like the dog one, you know, add some of that to my portfolio immediately because that dress is expensive. She looks like she's going to be high maintenance.
No. And you would be sending a tweet knowing you.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I got married right before Twitter was like a big thing. Twitter was already out there, but nobody was really on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I got married in 2005 or six. I forget which one. 2005, 2006, something like that. I'm not 100% sure. 2006, maybe? I don't know.
You can't remember the day you were married.
No. No. I'm not with them anymore. Why would I remember that?
You
my wedding day.
You have to remember your wedding day.
No, every single year he had to remind me. No, I didn't know when, because we were supposed to get married in March and then something happened with
but
that date
year,
and we had to change it.
I understand you don't remember the day.
Yeah.
You know, if it was March or April. Remember the freaking year.
I don't remember. I don't remember the year. It was either 2005 or 2006. I'm not 100% sure. It's one of those two.
Wow.
I've narrowed it down to two. There's a lot of years. I've narrowed it down to two of them. So it's one of those two. I know it's definitely one of those two.
Wow.
But Twitter wasn't really a big thing yet. I didn't get on Twitter till 2009. So that's the only reason why I wasn't tweeting or Instagramming during my wedding.
Wow. She can't even remember. I mean, I understand you can't remember the year we started this radio show. I understand that.
Well, that I do know.
But the date was on, I don't know, napkins and...
We had a playbill. That date was all over the place. It was on the invitation that I made. I made my own invitations.
That you looked at 75,000 different times.
Yeah, we had 120 guests, so I looked at that date at least 120 times.
And you completely blocked it.
I do not know. I do not know.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I remember weird things for weird reasons, but like, you know, a failed marriage. Why am I going to commit that to memory?
The date, at least you can remember the year.
I barely remember the guy's name. Luckily, he has two first names, so it's easy to remember the two names. But other than that, you know, you can't expect me. Listen, life moves fast. I've moved on. I have a lot going on right now.
Wow. All right. So this one, when a husband tells his wife he wants a divorce, is her reaction to start crying, beg him to stay, or C, set him on fire?
Please, God, let it be C.
Hours after a woman believed her husband had poisoned her chicken wings... She set him on fire, according to Wisconsin police. So this is like, remember the movie War of the Roses?
Yes.
That they do everything to kill each other?
Right.
This is what happened.
This is a real life War of the Roses.
This is a real life thing. So he suffered second and third degree burns. He told the officers his wife had a, quote, weird behavior. So he's 29 years old. She's 29 years old. She's charged with arson of a building, reckless endangering safety and mayhem, and domestic abuse.
Yeah, I'd say at least all that.
Her husband, Henry Williams, detailed the events that took place before the wife's attack. Williams, who had been in a relationship with her for 8 years, he said he's been walking on eggshells with his wife over several months. So...
Duh. I mean, if the day you tell her you want a divorce, she sets you on fire. There were some red flags before that. I'm sorry. You need to. He should have like gotten on a plane, flown to Bermuda and called her from there and said, hi, we're getting divorced. Like, you don't tell a woman like that in person, we're getting divorced. You know she's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So that's not new information to you.
So finally, he came home from work and he said, today's the day. I'm sick of walking on eggshells.
Right.
She's been nutty for months now. I'm just going to say, I want a divorce. She said, I want a divorce. She grabbed lighter fluid, lit him on fire.
Who has lighter fluid?
Crazy people.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
So he didn't realize how bad he was burned until his parents came over and they called 911. He has burns on his neck, his upper chest.
He's a dumbass. She sets him on fire. He doesn't think, I better call 911. He's like, oh, that was terrible.
Well, you're still, no, because you could be on fire. You're still trying to calm her down.
Right?
No, honey.
He was literally on fire.
Honey, completely on fire. Honey? No. But yeah, she set him on fire and she's charged with all that. And they have a three-month-old.
Oh, no. And oh, that's terrible. Yeah, she's going to lose custody of that kid.
Yeah, it's fine. They got the baby out when the house burned. So the only thing that got burned was him. But that's a complete brand new War of the Roses that she just kind of went nutty when he said, that's it, I want out.
But there's your lesson. People are unpredictable. Like, okay, she was already crazy to begin with, and he kind of probably knew that and didn't know what her reaction was going to be. People are really unpredictable. If you're going to tell somebody bad news, like, I want a divorce or this is over, you leave the house, you go to somebody else's house, and you FaceTime them. Like, do not right. deliver that information in person. Do not.
You know what kind of person you have been with for 8 years.
Right.
You shouldn't be surprised. You could be surprised after 8 weeks, eight days, 8 years. It's your fault.
Like, if my boyfriend breaks up with me at this point, he should have already called the police, had them standing beside him as he says to me, I'm leaving. Fortunately, I've always been the one to break up with the guy, just because when it's a bad relationship, I see it coming. I see it immediately and I get out before they have a chance to dump me. But there was one guy who got through my net, and he was the only guy, like, in my history, when I look back, he's the only guy who ever broke up with me. And but like a serious relationship. I mean, you know, of course you had like one night stands or guys you were dating and they were like, I'm not into this. And you're like, all right, fine. Like,
you were dating him.
What?
A couple of months you were dating him, or?
Oh yeah. This was like my boyfriend. This was, okay. I met his parents. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like somebody I got into an actual relationship with. I've always been the one to break up with the guy when I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. This was the first guy. Like, I had literally just met his parents. He was telling me how much he loved me and all this kind of stuff, whatever. I go to his house one night and he says to me, can we sit on the stoop? I'm like, okay. He goes, I'm troubled. And he had just started a new job that he hated. And I was like, oh, is it the job? Like, what's going on? You know, what happened? He's like, yeah, that does suck. He's like, but I'm troubled about this relationship. And I was like, what? Last night you loved me, and on Sunday we had brunch with your mother. Mm-hmm. What part? What are you troubled by?
Do you have a lighter, by the way? No. Okay.
Can I frisk you first? Can I frisk you before this conversation? Yeah. And then he just dumped me right there. And it was, I did not see it coming. There was no warning signs. We never had a fight or anything. I mean, there was one time that we had lunch and we like fought over tomatoes. That was it. Like, we had this weird, like, you know, like weird things that couples fight over. It's like this weird thing over tomatoes. That's the only like fight we had, like, that I can call a fight. But maybe he's more into tomatoes than I realized. Who knows? Yeah, dumped me. And I was so like completely blown away by it. But I was in such, and he was smart. He took me outside. Mm-hmm. We were outside. We were in public. We were sitting on his stoop in the middle of Chelsea. So I couldn't do anything crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We weren't in his house. I couldn't break anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah. And then of course, like, 3 years later, I'm in a very healthy, good, happy relationship. He calls me drunk New Year's Eve. I made the biggest mistake of my life. No. I miss you. I've been in the worst relationships. Sorry. With somebody new now. Mm-hmm. Sucka. You blew it. Yeah.
No, you got to know who you're dating. I mean, it's like back in the day when I was dating a girl and I nicknamed her Satan. And yes. I would be surprised if Satan went crazy when we broke up. You know, that's on me.
Yeah, you called her Satan. And you still, to this day, when we talk about ex-girlfriends of yours, you're like, is Satan. It her or is it Satan? Oh, no, it's Satan.
Yeah, she's it's still, Satan.
Yeah, and Satan would go nuts and you'd be like, well, where did that come from? You call her Satan.
Mm-hmm. To her face. I mean, I was out with a different girl. We broke up for, I don't know, 6 months. Right. Satan went and looked for me everywhere till she found me. I mean, this girl was nutty.
I have known you almost 15 years. I don't know her real name. I only know her as Satan. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that's what her parents named. Like, she came out of the womb like...
And the
mom was like, Satan.
Satan freaking follows you on social, and you have actually sent a message back to her when she commented on something one time. And I went, do not poke that bear. Do not let that bear lie.
Whoa, you got to show me which one Satan is. I thought I was talking to your mother.
No, that's my mom when you're talking. But no,
because like, Satan... your mom also follows me. Like your mom and I have conversations on Facebook all the time. And I was like, that's your mom.
Right. No, but Satan follows you. And, and you guys have had whole conversations before.
Oh, my God.
I said ex-nay on the Satan-ay.
I didn't even realize I knew Satan.
Yeah, you know Satan.